T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Are you okay, by the way? Because you sound a little bit hoarse.
Yeah, sometimes this happens. It hasn't happened in a couple years. I'm getting a lot of unsolicited advice on the Twitch stream. I've been advised a CPAP, a shot of Malort, several shots of Jameson, a cigar, told not to smoke in bed. I'm trying to see what else. That I was smoking menthols with Chicago Party Ant. I resemble Patty and Selma Marge's sisters. I'm trying to see what else.
What did you just send out for to, what did you, Mitch just went out to get you something?
Oh, that, I just got the medicine ball.
What is that?
It's like a off the Starbucks menu thing. It's mostly just hot tea. This happens to me like once every year, a couple years, depending. No, I did not have COVID. I wouldn't be at work if I did, and I'm fully vaccinated.
The medicine ball, according to Google, is
what?
Jade citrus mint green tea, peach tranquility herbal tea, hot water, steamed lemonade, and just a hint of honey.
Yeah, that thing.
It's good.
Every now and then I'll get it.
And it's $97.
And North Texas is now in the American Athletic Conference.
Congratulations.
Yes.
You have a conference identity.
Somebody made a joke. We run a 3-4 defense and a 7-4 time signature. Uh-huh. Appropriate from the school. Uh-huh. But yeah, I'm not dying. I mean, we all kind of are in that Dan Bernstein way that I would introduce that discussion. But I don't know that I'll be doing any of the CPAP machine. I don't have sleep apnea.
You know who you sound like?
Oh, a McRib. I've also been recommended a McRib.
What? For voice issues?
Yeah, that'll work.
Good to know Maddie's listening.
Maddie!
I'm trying to... Oh, mayonnaise. Now you're just recommending random things, and I love it.
Well, that's also either trolling Rick, I think, if they're mentioning
mayonnaise. Italian beef, yes. I think that cures everything. I agree with that one.
But you sound like Linda Ellerbee.
Oh, she's pretty cool.
Oh, more than pretty cool. She's one of my faves, but that, like, it's that... I don't know. Is she from Texas?
I don't know.
I don't know either. But you had, there was a, something you said that had a total like world weary Linda Ellerbee. I've won more Peabody's than you have fingers kind of vibe to it. Cause I always loved her. And so it goes. I just had her as one of those cool people that was smarter than everybody else all the time. Like two steps ahead of the news.
Okay. According to Google, Linda Ellerbee is from Bryan, Texas.
Oh,
Bryan.
Where's Bryan?
Next to College Station, home of Alex Caruso's alma mater, Texas A&M. Although I don't know if he graduated. I need to look.
He certainly graduated from the School of Basketball because that dude knows the other team's plays before they do. He is incredibly disruptive. And his ability on a ball screen, he is so, and I've got a friend of mine who his pet peeve forever is how easily you make yourself screenable. It's why he never liked Derrick Rose on defense because he always thought Derrick Rose was the most easily screened player he'd ever seen. And it made him crazy about Randy Brown too. But I will tell you, Alex Caruso refuses to alight the speed over the top and or shoving a guy's shoulder so he can get through a screen. And when he turns their drop defense almost into ice principles, when you look at where they go on the sideline, because he's able to sort of slip and show over the top. So he's icing without it being an ice call. That is advanced, elite perimeter defense.
There was that first half we need to kill with fire.
Yes, yes, we do. Never see that. Never speak of it. The first half was really vile.
Yeah, keep the ice principles away so that the fire can work.
Okay.
Do you know that they were 7 of 20 at the rim at the
Yes.
It's just not real. Those aren't real numbers. And there were 9 turnovers. This was if you wanted the Bulls to improve their turnovers, this was not the game for you.
At least not the first half. It got
marginally better.
At least
there weren't 20 for the team.
Right. And some of the turnovers were like when in transition and things got a little frenetic, and it's just kind of like one of those things where it's going to happen, but yeah, there was a lot in that game. Good, bad, and indifferent.
They really need to work on the mechanisms of their base half-court offense. Because they didn't get anything downhill. They didn't get an angle on anyone. And the confusion between DeRozan and LaVine, there is a way to come out of that just right, because they're both veterans. And I know DeRozan has instincts. I still don't know if Zach really does. But there were a couple times where they looked at each other like, are you supposed to stand here? Or am I? And if I'm here, where are you? Where if they get it right and start to feel it a little bit, there's all kinds of like oversell out, hit quick backdoor lob stuff where they can turn a negative into a positive real fast if they understand their personnel and they practice some of these actions.
Well, and I don't know about you three. Us four as a collective. But when I was watching that second quarter, I'm like, okay, are we just back to running the entire offense through Zach again? Because here we were all thinking, this guy's going to make more plays off the ball. It's going to be great. And then we saw more of like last year's Bulls in that second quarter is him trying to do his part to help the scoring to get back in the game.
Yeah, the third quarter, you can definitely tell LaVine got frustrated with the first half and was like, all right, that's enough. Like, I'm going to do this myself. And then when he had a couple good possessions, one thing I liked that they did.
DeRozan's like, woo!
Yeah, pretty much. Yep. Yeah. DeRozan wants his, and Zach's like, that's adorable. But so when they, what I liked it in the second half is when they were getting a little out of sorts in the half court offense, they would just go back to LaVine, Vucevic, two-man game. And it wasn't always in the same spot. Sometimes it'd be over on the wing. Sometimes it'd be at the top. And that's good because it changes the way the defense has to react as well. And they were able to get a decent amount of good looks out of that for either guy. Or there were times where it was getting the ball to Vooch and he was able to swing it out to the corner. Lonzo had a couple open threes. And in case you were wondering, Lonzo, not bashful.
No, and he shouldn't be, but he really is more. And you said in the group chat that you were seeing him as sort of a 3-and-D type of game. And the truth is,
that's the bad rep on him, but he doesn't want to be just that dude.
But the truth is, and Stan Van Gundy said this, in the half court, he's a wing.
Yeah.
He's not. He's a full court point guard. He's a football quarterback in the full court. But teams aren't going to let him run. No, they're going to try to take that away from you because he is just deadly in the full court, in the three-quarter court. But he's not going to run your stuff in the half court. And it's why I never really thought I would miss Coby White, because I know he's not a point guard either. But in some of those two-man actions that you're talking about, if Coby White is on the opposite side, your geometry changes because that's not Io. You know, that's a different cat over there who is, again, also not bashful. And if they can make this work where Coby White is your second unit, go get yours guy, I can envision that being manageable.
There was also a notable possession to me, and you bring up the two-man game, Rick, where we saw Zach running at the point and then multiple picks set by Vooch. And you're just not going to get that kind of time and those opportunities against better opponents to get that set in order to get your points there.
Yeah, that's going to require a better game from Vooch overall to where he's being respected more as an offensive option. And you know what? Like, I don't expect him to be this bad.
No,
like this might be one of his like 5 worst games of the year.
And he had a double-double at the half.
And also,
he's still plus 17 in this.
If we're really telling truths, in an average game, I would say 6 or 7. I would have to go back and count. But I had 6 or 7 of those missed restricted area shots could easily have been called fouls on an average night.
Yeah.
And I thought this was kind of a let them play night where they just decided they were tackling each other out there. And some of the tangles that were going on ball screens, there'd be automatic whistles. They're like, oh, I don't know, go ahead. No, it was just weird.
There was that series too toward the end of the game where DeRozan and Grant get tangled up and Stacey accurately called it. Like there was a kick there. Like that should have been a foul on Grant. And then they had the makeup call later where they fouled him. It's like that kind of stuff. We can't be doing that either. That's sloppy.
Let's take a quick break and come back and hear what Billy Donovan thought about one game. And it's just that. It's one game, and we project and we amplify, but they have three more before this pre-Thanksgiving meat grinder where they're really going to be tested. So they've got time to figure it out. We're going to hear from the Bulls coach next on The Score.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Baseball is back, and so is MLB.tv. Watch every out-of-market, regular season game on your favorite streaming devices. Anywhere, anytime, all season long. Follow the action live or on demand. Track 4 games at once with multi-view mode. And catch up with in-game highlights. Plus, original programs, minor league broadcasts, and local pre- and post-game shows. Go to MLB.tv to start your free trial today. Blackout and other restrictions apply. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.